We're monitoring an active police search at Brown University after a person shot multiple people in Providence, Rhode Island this afternoon. Mayor Brett Smiley told reporters tonight that there were a number of casualties.
I can confirm that there are two individuals who have died this afternoon, and there are another eight in critical status, though stable, at Rhode Island Hospital. Those are the only injuries or casualties that we know at this time.
Ian Donis with Ocean State Media is on the line with us from Providence. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
So Providence officials have confirmed some of the details of today's shooting, including that at this time they are still searching for the subject. What more can you tell us?
Well, it's reasonable to suspect that at least some, if not all, of those who were shot were Brown University students, but officials would not confirm that or release any other information about the victims. Two people were killed and eight people in critical but stable condition at a local Providence hospital. As you said, the suspect is still at large. Officials urged residents and students in the Brown University area, which runs into a residential neighborhood, to shelter in place. And if they have any videotape or information, to share that with Providence police. Police had very scant information about the suspect other than saying he was a male in dark clothing. They say there was no advance warning about the shooting until the call went out that the shooting had happened shortly after 4 p.m. Officials briefed the media at about 6:30. They're expected to hold more briefings through the night as more information develops. But Governor Dan McKee, the governor of Rhode Island, called this an unthinkable day. Rhode Island had never experienced a mass shooting of this type until today.
So you were at this press conference. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the mayor said, and especially what the outstanding questions that officials are still kind of grappling with or searching for at this point?
Well, this is a very somber day given what happened. Rhode Island in general ranks high for gun safety. There's a very low rate of gun crime and gun violence. And I think Mayor Smiley and the other public officials who joined him, they extend their concern and their sympathy for those who've been lost. The mayor was joined by police officials, both from Brown University and Providence Police, who Providence Police said they're trying to review videotape to get more information about the shooter. At this point, they didn't have any real more details in terms of a description of the suspect, but that's some of what the mayor and the governor said.
And what else can you tell us about what's going on campus right now? I understand that finals were going on for students, but do you have any sense of the scene over there?
Yeah, this took place in an engineering building, and final exams were being taken in the building earlier in the day. It's not clear if that was still taking place at the time when the shooting happened, but Brown University enjoys a large profile in Rhode Island. It is a place that is no stranger to protest. It has a liberal reputation. It's President Trump has targeted Brown University with other universities as an effort to try and move forward his program regarding academia.
That's Ian Donis with Ocean State Media. Thank you so much for the update.
Thank you.